Hackmans MMA Show mit Sebastian Hackl auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo da draußen und herzlich willkommen zur Ausgabe 90 von Hackmans MMA Show auf meinsportpodcast.de. Es ist Vatertag und deswegen gibt's heute wieder eine kleine Bonusausgabe mit einem Mann, der sowohl Vater als auch UFC-Champion im Halbschwergewicht ist, Jan Blachowicz nämlich. Karl Neidhardt hat 20 Minuten lang mit ihm gesprochen und es geht in diesem Talk um das Training von Jan, um die Vorbereitung auf den Kampf gegen Glover Teixeira, um den anstehenden Hauskauf, aber auch um zukünftige Herausforderungen. Also, ihr dürft gespannt sein. Und am Montag geht es dann weiter mit dem nächsten Interview. Karl hatte auch Joanna Jędrzejczyk am Mikrofon und am Dienstag geht es weiter mit der UFC 262 Review-Ausgabe. Jetzt aber erstmal viel Spaß mit dem Light Heavyweight Champion of the World. Hier ist Jan Blachowicz bei Hackmans MMA Show auf meinsportpodcast.de.
There he is once again, the Light Heavyweight Champion of the UFC. Jan Blachowicz. Jan, once again, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you for invitation. Pleasure for me, like always.
Of course.
To talk with you.
Same here. How are you doing, first of all? Fight is scheduled for September. Last time we talked, it was already the idea that Glover is next. Now Glover will be next. How is everything? How far are you already thinking about this fight? Is there also already any plan for preparation?
Yeah, you know, I've got some time to start hard training, so it's too early to train really hard. But I'm in the gym every day, but I don't train really hard right now. I need, you know, 12 weeks for preparation. But I see that my coaches, they start, you know, doing some technique and they start doing some game plan for Glover. So yeah, I'm gonna be ready for him. I'm doing great, you know, no injury, nothing. You know, enjoy the life. I finished the celebrating, but still, you know, I cheat a little bit about the food and stuff like this. So, you know, enjoy the life. That's it. You know, spend some time with my family, with my son, with dogs, and that's it.
Sounds good. How far is the search for the new home? Last time we spoke, you had an appointment to look at a place which would maybe be relevant. How is it going? Did you find something?
You know, it's a hard job, you know, because if I find the home what I like it, it's the place. I don't like the place. If I find the place when I want to live, the home is not good for me. So it's really hard, you know, and it's... but we're still looking, and I hope so in the end of this year we find something. If we don't find something, so we buy, you know, a little bit of some place of the ground and we do by, you know, by ourselves. I think that we finish like this, but I don't want to do this because I hate, you know, stuff like this. And I hope so we find something what we're going to love, and the place also going to be great for us. So a couple more months for looking and we will see.
I understand you so much. We're building right now, and it's. I'm so glad I got my wife because she has it all figured out. So good for me.
But anyway, you have to, you know, do something. She asked you, "You like this? Come with me. We're gonna look something." I hate to do this, you know.
I feel you 100%. Let's talk about fighting. Let's talk about Glover. The last fights, you always had this, I call it advantage, because you are the older guy. You have the experience. You have the also you are a little bit more calm because you have all this experience. Now you're fighting a guy who's older than you. Do you feel like maybe this time he has that advantage of being the old, experienced guy?
You know, maybe a little bit. Because, you know, he's older than me. He got a little bit more fights than me, so. The experience, it's, but not so bigger than mine, you know. So I think the experience will be in the same level, you know. But we'll see. But finally, someone older than me. But you know, but I'm gonna be ready for him, for the best Glover ever, you know, because maybe this is gonna be his last fight, maybe his last chance to fight for the belt. So I think he's going to be the best Glover ever. You know, that's why I have to be ready for the best Glover Teixeira ever we're going to see in the inside the octagon. And I'm going to be ready for it.
You know it yourself. Is that going to be extra dangerous? Because you know how it is when you finally reach that chance and you have this chance to win that belt and you are at this stage of his career. So does this make him extra dangerous? Because it's like this one chance to fulfill the dream?
Yeah, I think so. But also that's maybe he's going to have some big pressure that he's going to think that, okay, this is my last chance. So we'll see. It's going to be, maybe he's going to be, you know, extra dangerous. But maybe the pressure is going to be too big for him. But I don't think so. He is too old for the pressure. So that's going to be, you know, tough fight. But I find a way how to stop him, you know, how to beat him. And I think that I finished the fight before time.
Okay, you always say it doesn't matter, submission, knockout. But I have to ask you, because last time against Adesanya, you said head kick, head kick finish.
What would be the word, you know?
What?
But the head kick doesn't work, you know. But I don't think, you know, I don't do visualization yet. So maybe if you're going to talk a little bit, you know, close to the fight, so then I will tell you something. But yeah, I'm going to look in the knockout for sure. Okay.
Gladly take the chance for another interview close to that fight. Now, we have to talk about your contenders. I know you're not a big fan of talking about other fighters, but in this case, yeah. I have to pressure you a little bit because we saw a very spectacular knockout last weekend with Jiří Procházka. You called him out on Twitter. You said, what was it? Polish sword versus Czech katana.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Jiří?
He looks like samurai right now, you know, with his head. his head. So, yeah, no, I just tweet to this because I like this fight. This one and with Ozdemir, he's a great fighter. So, but I don't think about him right now. You know, that was just tweet and that's it. You know, on my head is only Glover right now. After Glover, we will gonna see who's gonna be next. But yeah, he's, you know, young guy, new blood in UFC, really good. You know, crazy guy, his crazy style, but nice to watch. So yeah, our category is amazing right now. 205 is really tough. You know, a lot of good opponents. So it's good for me, like I told you before, because I've got motivation, because I still feel it. You know. Someone on my back, you know, they try to catch my belt and I have to be ready for everybody, you know, for every style, because everybody's got different styles. So it's good because you need to be in the shape all the time. You need to learn new things. And it's good. And it's good because I'm not boring in the training. You know, I go to the gym with the, you know, with the fire in inside me. So I'm just happy, you know, the category is so strong right now.
Always new blood coming up. But do you understand someone like Alexander Rakic is a little bit pissed right now because everybody's like talking about Jiří and obviously Rakic is saying, okay, I have to be number one. Do you understand the guys a little bit?
You know, but this is not my problem. I am the champion. So this is his problem. But yeah, maybe I will be on his place. So it will be a little bit annoying. So maybe UFC make a fight against, you know, Jiří against the Rakic to then, you know, next contender for the belt. We'll see.
Yeah, if you ask
me, I've got my problem. You know, this is his problem. I've got my problem. My problem is Glover Teixeira. So,
oh no, absolutely, absolutely. But I have to ask you, since you're the champion, yeah, I would be a bad journalist if I wouldn't ask you. I'm with you. If it's a fair game, I would say Jiří versus Alexander, and they figure it out. Who wins has a right to ask for a title shot. So, that's my point of view.
Exactly. So maybe they were going to do this. Maybe they listen to this interview and they do this.
Let's hope so. if you saw UFC 261, I mean, I think we can assume that 266 will be, with fans also, will be sold out. How did you feel to see the fans back in the building and to have a sold out crowd? How?
I watch on the TV, but I feel the energy, you know, finally people, you know, on the show. Amazing. You know, I cannot wait, you know, I hope so when I'm going to fight also. Nothing will change. People are going to be inside the arena and we're going to fight against, you know, full arena. And I'm going to feel this energy live, not from the TV. So, yeah, I cannot wait. Finally, we're back to normal.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. I mean, it would be the first time you would defend a belt in front of, or it will be the first time you will defend your belt in front of a sold out crowd, right?
Yeah. So I cannot wait, you know, to celebrate with this, you know, I don't know, 20,000 of people in the inside the, you know, arena, and they will celebrate, you know, after the fight. I'm gonna feel this scream, energy, everything. It's amazing, you know. Yeah, just, great feeling.
Just a different thing. Now we've talked about the guys. We've talked about you. Do you feel that European MMA is? I mean, I've also asked you this before, but right now, if you also see Vettori in middleweight, there are so many European guys who are coming up and who are really taking control of this, of the scene. Is that the feeling you get as well, that European MMA is on the rise, coming up?
Yeah, exactly. We, you know, we're becoming the best in the world. You know, the European people are, you know, the great fighters. We proved this in Octagon. So it's an amazing feeling that, you know, the people in Europe, you know, start winning the fights, be the champions. Yeah, great. It's good for MMA here in Europe. So UFC maybe, you know, they make a, you know, bigger, they come more and more to Europe and make events over here. Maybe in future, you know, some fight for the belt gonna be in Europe. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, that would be my next question.
Stadium, they will do this.
Sorry, I cut you off there. That would have been my next question. How much would it mean to you after all your career you've done to defend this championship in front of a home crowd in Poland somewhere? How much would that mean to you in your career as a fighter?
Yeah, there will be another dream will come true, you know. It will be amazing feeling, you know. Yeah, maybe in future we will see. I hope so, it's happening soon.
Now, I know we are not too deep into it already, but how do you approach Glover Teixeira from a technical standpoint? Not talking too much about tactical details, of course, but how do you approach him? I think every fighter is different. Every opponent is different, right?
Of course, everybody is different. So he also is a great fighter, a lot of experience, you know, good boxing, great boxing, good takedowns, amazing jiu-jitsu, so great cardio. He's, you know... he's an old fox, you know. He knows how to, you know, how to fight against fighters, you know. So it's gonna be a great fight. But I find a way how to beat him, you know. I know what I'm gonna have to watch. But you know, he's got great jiu-jitsu, but my jiu-jitsu is also good, you know. He's got good takedowns, but my takedown defense right now, it's amazing. And I think that my stand-up is much better than his. So we find a way to knock him out or just win for the, you know, decision or submission. But for sure, we're gonna look into knockout. So, yeah, good boxing, great takedowns, amazing jiu-jitsu. You know, this is Glover Teixeira in few words.
Yeah, he talked about putting pressure onto you and said he wants to make it better than Adesanya. He said Adesanya took too much time and tried to find the right spots for his shots. And he said his approach would be to put pressure onto you. Is that something you like being also a counter fighter? Is that something you?
I like to be counter fighter, you know. So I don't care if he put pressure on me. Better for me, you know, because he will take a lot of punches, you know. That's why he can put a lot of pressure. I'm gonna be ready for this. So yeah.
And we all know they don't take too much punches from you. We know that.
Yeah, if I hit him, if I, you know, catch him, good. In good way, he will go to sleep.
And another thing I read 2 weeks ago, I think it was Hamza Chimaev talked about going up to, like, I don't know, every weight class of the planet. And
he got all belts on internet right now, you know. He won all belts in the internet, but you know, this is part of the business that people they have to talk in, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, he can talk what he wants to talk, you know. Maybe in future he go to my division and he finish like everybody from, you know, lower categories.
Yeah. Something you talked about was heavyweight. Of course, not now. You said by the end of your career, that might be something you still want to do. And you also said if they call you tomorrow and ask you about a Francis Ngannou fight, you would be in. What
yeah,
makes
but
you
they
so
don't
what?
Call to me. But they don't call. Yeah, no, I know that I finished my career in heavyweight. But like we talked last time, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years and then I will go to heavyweight. Not now. No, I will be in 205 all the time. This is my, you know, perfect weight category. But I don't know, last my 2-3 fights will be in heavyweight.
But you said if you would fight Ngannou, you could beat him. What makes you so sure? I mean, this guy has been like destroying everybody as of late.
You know, because I just believe in myself, you know, in my skills, in my, you know, experience, and that's it. And I will find a way how to stop him, you know, how to, you know, defend against his, you know, power and use my power against him, you know. That's it.
Would be great to see that fight anytime, but so I'd buy in. I talked to Joanna earlier today. I had like 30 minutes time with her, and we also spoke about you, and she said you're a best example of like inspiring people and showing that it's possible to reach your dream even on a maybe on a later part of the career. What makes your friendship so special? I mean, when I was in my first year at the Zone, I met her in Prague. On that night you fought Thiago, and she said, Jan is for me like a bigger brother. So how is your bond, you and Joanna? How is this relationship?
Oh, I know her a long time. I don't remember how long I know her, you know, but we was together in national team, in Muay Thai national team of Poland, you know. We fight in the same, you know, events. It was in Thailand, in Korea together. So, yeah, I know her a long time. And we support, you know, we support like an amateur fighter. Now we support together like a pro fighters, you know. We call together to, you know, she supported me before my fight. I support her before her fight. Yeah, we just, you know, we are like, you know, just good friends, you know, and that's it, you know.
How do you see her career right now? When do you think, or do you know something when she wants to come back? Because she said she wants to come back.
I know
this
everything.
Year.
I know everything, but I will not tell you. Yeah, well, it's a secret, you know. Yeah. No, if she would like to tell this, she have to do by herself. Not, you know, I am not the one who will talk about what she planned, what she want to do in future.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe before I let you go, maybe I can have like, because obviously we're going to have all the big events coming up on the Zone. So I have to, since I have you, I have to ask you about your thoughts. Your former opponent, Adesanya, he's coming back at middleweight facing against another European, Marvin Vettori. They fought before. Do you think Adesanya will come back with a win after his first loss against you? Do you think he can bounce back?
We will see, you know. He still is one of the best in the world, so but the victory showed that he is, you know, also in good shape. He won this fight, you know, badly. So we will see who's gonna win the fight. But I think we will see. I don't know, you know. It's right now it's 50-50 for me. So we will watch this fight, you know, with real curious. So yeah, we'll see. But two great fighters. You know, Adesanya beat him once, so we'll see. I don't know.
Okay. No. I was just wondering because, of course, you're the last fighter who has faced off against him. So maybe you have an idea.
You know, we fight in my category. You know, in his category is completely different fighter. You know, so I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. And of course, I gotta ask you about the always when Conor McGregor comes back, it's always a big story. Of course, there's the trilogy coming up against Dustin Poirier. We've seen a lot of trilogies in UFC, also in boxing, for fighters. What's so special about trilogies in general? What makes it so special if two fighters meet three times?
No, what is special? Because there is one, you know? So they need to, you know, we have to know who is better, you know? Now is the draft. So the last battle will show us who is better, you know? And that's it. That's why I think so people love this, you know? And also I was gonna watch this fight, and I think so Poirier, he beat him again, but we'll see, because I think McGregor, he focus about, you know, business, not about training right now, but we will see. Maybe he changed something in his, you know, mind, and he starts focus about training, and we're gonna see, you know, old version of McGregor. So we'll see what's gonna happen. That's why this is so, you know, so exciting.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a tip maybe in terms of this calf kicks? How do you block those things? I mean, that seems to be like the big new weapon in MMA, those calf kicks, leg kicks. We've seen it also at 261, how fast this can go wrong when you break your leg and stuff like that. So,
you know, we do this all the time in our gym, you know. So I know how to kick these kicks and how to defend the legs, I guess. This is really, you know, powerful weapon, you know, if you know how to use it. But also if you do one mistake, everybody see what's happened, you know. So you need to know, you need to have a great timing, you know. You have to kick in the, you know, perfect place and in the good timing, you know. So it's hard, but when you kick 3-4 times, you can know win the fight by, you know, TKO, because it's a really powerful weapon.
All right. Then before I let you go, maybe we can have a little shout out to your three opponents. Also, Glover, Jiří, Alex, maybe you have words for those three guys, from the champ to the contenders. Maybe a little message.
You know, no message for them. You know, just fight, win the fight, and we meet in the future. Yeah, that's it. You know, and Glover, be ready. I'm gonna be ready for you. It's just let's go and do the fight.
That's a relaxed champion over there, Jan. As always, yeah. big pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your time and your patience, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All the best. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Was zum Teufel, du Bastard? Du bist tot, du kleiner Hundeficker.
Und dieser kleine Hundeficker, das ist unser Werner. Ein ganz normaler Berliner Kleinstkrimineller, der dann aber im Knast das Ding seines Lebens dreht.
Una Fantastica. Risetta Perla Pizza.
Er klaut seinem Zellengenossen ein Pizzarezept. Aber nicht irgendeins. Und mit dem eröffnet Werner dann die beste Pizzeria Berlins. Doch Werners Glück ist nur von kurzer Dauer. Denn es hagelt Probleme. Werners Pizzaparadies. Erstmals großes Kino- und Podcast-Format. Mit fetter Starbesetzung. Alina But, Kida Ramadan, Edin Hasanovic, Oliver Koritke, Ralf Richter, Ben Becker, Winfried Glatzeder, Anna Schmidt und viele mehr. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. 14. Mai ist Release von Werners Pizzaparadies. Abonniert die Scheiße jetzt sofort, sonst verpasst ihr was. Los schon, ich kann euch nicht sehen. Wo abonniert ihr die Kacke? Jetzt macht schon, mach!
Das war der UFC-Champion im Halbschwergewicht, Jan Blachowicz. Vielen Dank nochmal an Karl Neidhardt für dieses Interview, das er mir zur Verfügung gestellt hat. Am Montag geht's weiter mit Joanna Jędrzejczyk und am Dienstag gibt's wie gesagt die Review-Ausgabe zu UFC 262. Hinterlasst gerne eine Bewertung bei Apple Podcasts oder kontaktiert mich mit dem Hashtag HackmanMMA bei Twitter bzw. Instagram. Ich bin @SebastianHackel. Das war Hackmans MMA-Show. Bis nächste Woche. Viel Spaß bei UFC 262. So long, Hackman out.
Hackmans MMA Show mit Sebastian Hackel auf meinsportpodcast.de.